Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
It's past time to fire Fauci, and here's why. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me on Faith and Freedom is Holly Mead. Well, Holly, explosive information has now been released with regards to Dr. Anthony Fauci's emails. The emails clearly show that Fauci knew about the risky gain-of-function research in the Wuhan lab where he sent our tax dollars, and he intentionally lied under oath to Congress saying that no such funding actually was ever going to the Wuhan Institute of Virology or any Wuhan lab. And now we know that that is false. Last year, Liberty Counsel Action, we sent an email with regards to the possible link between the development of COVID-19 and the Wuhan Institute of Virology, that it was not just something random in nature, but that it actually likely began in a laboratory that was doing gain-of-function research. Gain-of-function research is something where you take a virus and you make it more contagious and more deadly. You make it worse. You take a virus and you make it worse.
Right.
And the United States had been funding that kind of research for some time. It actually stopped, interestingly enough, under the Obama administration. It was actually being funded at a university in North Carolina. And we also then, once we had this moratorium on it, it got moved to China. And Fauci's organization that he heads up, the NIAID, it funded the Eco Lab organization, the Eco organization. And that particular organization then funneled money to other grant recipients, including funneling money to the Wuhan lab to continue gain-of-function research.
You know, you had Dr. Yan, who is a Chinese virologist, and she actually had to defect from China for her own safety. And she was saying this early on. She says this was, you know, Fauci's part of his project. This was gain of function. This is what they're doing. And of course, the media was making Fauci look like this hero, and he loves the media and he loved to be on television. And so you saw that, you know, him being this so-called hero until now, the truth is really coming out. In fact, Judicial Watch recently came out with 280 pages of documents from the Department of Health and Human Services, revealing that from 2014 to 2019, more than $826,000 was given to the Wuhan Institute of Virology for bat coronavirus research by the NIH.
Here's what we know. In 2014, the U.S. government banned the risky gain-of-function virology studies conducted by Dr. Shi Zhengli at the University of North Carolina. It even banned all U.S. funding for such studies worldwide. That was 2014. However, between 2014 and 2019, Dr. Fauci continued to use the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, NIAID, to illegally award a total of $3.7 million in grants through the EcoHealth Alliance to study the, quote, risk of future coronaviruses, parentheses, COV, this is a quote, emergence from wildlife using in-depth field investigations across the human-wildlife interface in China, close quote. That's according to information now that has become public. Bats are one of the main focused entities of this organization. So Eco Health Alliance is really focusing on bat research. And at least now we know $800,000 of the money that went to the Eco Health Alliance ended up in China. So what happened is when the ban took effect, The research just moved over to the Wuhan Institute of Virology. Dr. Shi Zhengli was the head of the Institute of Virology in Wuhan. She's also frequently referred to as the Bat Woman, mm-hmm. because of her research regarding coronaviruses in bats. And here's what we also know. Three of the lab workers in the Wuhan Institute of Virology were actually infected with a coronavirus in November of 2019. And that is at least 3 weeks, if not 4 weeks, before they say that they discovered it in the fish and meat market in December of 2019. So now we know, unequivocally, that in the Wuhan Institute of Virology, people who were working in that institute came down with the COVID-19. And it was serious enough that they ultimately tried to cover that up, but now it becomes available to the public. And that was before they tried to say, oh, well, this occurred in some natural occurrence in a marketplace. Now, listen to this. People never even asked the question, what are bats doing in a marketplace in December in China? Mm-hmm. Bats in China in December are not flying around out there in marketplaces. They are hibernating. And so how would they just fly around? How would they would be hibernating in the very cold time of winter in China. At any rate, back then, many of these public entities, including the Lancet Journal, the Lancet was highly recommended, renowned medical journal. It's worldwide renowned. Well, what happened is 27 experts issued a statement through the Lancet Journal. And they said that they unequivocally stand with the people in China that say that this COVID-19 originated from a natural occurrence rather than from the Wuhan lab. Well, guess what? The person who orchestrated those 27 people, one of the signers, is one of the people who had been receiving gain-of-function research funds from the United States government. Here's the sad thing. China is clearly at fault, but so is the deep state in the United States of America, because the funding came from the deep state, including, but not exclusive to, not limited to, it's much bigger than this, Dr. Fauci. But Fauci came out, he denied that this occurred in the Wuhan lab, because what would have happened? It would ultimately stop this gain of function around the world. And there are so many competing interests about they want to continue to do this risky gain-of-function research. We now know that the Wuhan Institute of Virology was operating not at a level 4 where it should be, where you have the bubble suits, but also they were frequently operating at a level 3 or level 2, which would be more like a veterinarian's clinic. So it was very under-secured. It was funded by Fauci. Fauci lied. Fauci also lied about other things as well, besides Wuhan.
I was going to say, you have to look at his pattern as a pathological liar. I mean, back he told the Obama staff, oh, masks aren't necessary. You don't need those. And then he also said HCQ and other therapeutics, oh, those can be effective. And then you watched him flip-flop, because obviously he's not getting money for those. He's getting money from the gain-of-function experiments and the so-called vaccines. But it's not just Fauci. I mean, it's Francis Collins, who heads the NIH. It's Dr. Barrett, who is his scientist buddy at the University of North Carolina. All of them should be investigated and prosecuted.
Here's the thing. Fauci, definitely, no question about it. It's broader than Fauci, but Fauci needs to be fired. He needs to have a full investigation open up, which could involve civil and criminal liability.
He has a lot of blood on his hands.
He has a lot of blood on his hands because he funded the research for gain of function in China. He knew that. He also then said that, indeed, HCQ, his own organization, did a research that HCQ, or a version of it, was highly effective against MERS and SARS, mm-hmm. similar to coronavirus or COVID-19, highly effective. Then COVID-19 comes out, and what does he do? Oh, it's not effective. And then he no doubt orchestrates with the Lancet Journal, and the Lancet Journal comes out and says, oh, it's not effective. Well, the Lancet Journal, for the second time in a year, has had to eat crow. They had to retract that particular article because it was false. He ended up saying that there was a small number of people that would die in the United States. That's in his emails. Then he comes out in publicly and says, no, there's going to be a large number. He ultimately intentionally gave false information, and people have died. Bottom line is, he needs to go. Go to lcaction.org/Fauci, lcaction.org/Fauci.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org.